Heritage Fire Culinary Festival was Saturday in Snowmass Village. The event features whole animal cookery over open fires. There's also a larger purpose, educating people about local farmers and sustainably raised meat. I took a trip from farm to table, or in this case, farm to fire pit, to learn more.
If it swims, it runs, it flies.
Dark clouds loom in the distance, but impending rain isn't slowing down any of the chefs at Heritage Fire. They're serving up pork belly over grits and lamb ribs. And even when there's a line, they're chatting in great detail about the dishes and the products they're composed of. A bit further up the mountain, pigs and chickens and even a whole octopus are roasting on spits above fires. A butcher demonstrates how to break down an entire 175-pound pig. All of it is geared to show that meat doesn't just come magically wrapped in plastic at the supermarket.
We consume because we love amazing farmers raising things with purpose and passion, and that's what this event is all about.
Brady Lowe, the founder of Koshan 555, the organization that puts on Heritage Fire, sees the event as a learning experience disguised as a party.
It's like 1,000 people going to class.
And if this is a class, Lowe wants people to learn some delicious lessons about locally raised food. Once chefs work with the meat showcased at Heritage Fire, they often become proponents of sustainable farming. And the taste of the food is what convinces them.
This one is really just like putting a spark in the chef's belly or your belly when you come to the event and you're like, why don't we cook like this?
Rock Bottom Ranch, run by Aces, is one of the local farms that provides meat for the flames of the festival. Director Jason Smith is a former chef himself, and he agrees that what you find in the grocery store just doesn't come close to the taste of the food raised here. He gestures to the chickens roaming the pasture.
These chickens have this beautiful flavor that's unlike anything else. Most fat in chickens that we see at the grocery store is this kind of white color. Our fat is this dark yellow color, and they're getting this from the chlorophyll and everything else that's in the grass that's in the pasture.
At Rock Bottom Ranch, the pigs, chickens, goats, and cows all rotate on different fields, mimicking what's happened in nature for thousands of years.
So these guys are on pasture every day and just lead a fairly happy life.
And this is quite different from many large-scale farms. In industrial farming operations, pigs stand on concrete floors that are meant to prevent them from digging.
When we look at that, we see these pigs and they like to dig. We've got lots of areas on this property where we need some digging done. The garden, for instance. Let's let the pig be a pig, express the pigness of the pig, and they're going to dig and they're going to disturb and they're going to be a benefit for us. And, you know, what's actually happening at this property is we're managing land, and bacon and pork chops are a byproduct of our land stewardship.
Rock Bottom Ranch only provides products to restaurants within 30 miles. This means fewer carbon emissions from transportation and fresher food.
So we're able to harvest things at the peak of maturity, and that's going to really capture that flavor the best, as opposed to a tomato that's picked green in Florida, put in a truck, gassed with ethanol, and ripened as it's driving across the country to us.
Brady Lowe, the founder of Koshan 555, thinks that at Heritage Fire, that flavor might inspire people to go home and make some changes to their eating habits.
I don't want to go to the grocery store and buy some crap meat and then go to do this, you know, unique fire experience. I want to like go to the farmer's market. I want to buy the best possible animal or meat product for me, and I want to enjoy who that farmer is.
At Heritage Fire, attendees appreciate the farmers and the flavors. Smith's Happy Chickens are now grilled and served up over rice.
There's definitely like a flavor of Colorado.
And as the rain starts to fall, it doesn't dampen the magic of a few spices and an open flame connecting people with local farmers and their work for sustainable agriculture.
Thank you for making me a great partner.
Thank you.
Kristen Kay, Edlis Neeson, Arts and Culture Desk.